Last question. Woohoo! Which is the best summary of the play? So this is just asking you to look at the summaries below and to think about what the best one is. With questions like this where it's talking about the best summary, I would definitely think about writing your own summary first, or even when I ask the main idea of it, I would really make sure that you would write a summary or write a main idea or something like that to make sure that you're truly understanding and making sure. I'll just kind of list out some key points to kind of show you an example. We know that in the beginning, Stormy moves from Chicago, and she had some old friends that were great, but she's really tired of moving and having to leave behind friends and different things. So she has vowed not to make friends. And as the story progresses, Stormy still tries to resist to have friends and different things. But after a while, you know, she starts realizing that maybe it's not the best thing because she's starting to get really miserable. You know, finally her dad is saying, you know, hey, can you, baby girl, you know, can you do this for me? And, you know, she kind of cracks her joke or whatever, you know, but, you know, kind of telling her you really need to make some friends. And then at the very end, she, you know, befriends Hannah and Jathia and Joseph and different things. So those are kind of the points I want to make sure I hit. Is that in the beginning, she moved in from Chicago. She didn't want to make friends, but, you know, finally makes friends at the end. So those are the points I need to make sure that I hit. So let's kind of look at the answer choices. So we got A, Stormy moves from Chicago to a new school where she knows no one. Stormy does not want to make friends and creates the Stormy Giovanni Club, and she is the only member. Stormy eventually makes friends with students at her new school. Well, I really agree with the first part, but with the summary, remember, we're supposed to have beginning, middle, and end. And this really just talks about the very beginning of it and then just kind of like gives you a smidge in the end. So I'm not really thinking A is a good answer choice. B, Stormy goes to a new school where she has to make new friends even though she doesn't want to. She is rude to them and dislikes them. At the end, Stormy decides she needs friends. Well, the first sentence and the last sentence are truthful. However, that middle sentence, she is rude to them and dislikes them, isn't entirely true. She is rude to them, but it's not that she dislikes them. It's because she is trying not to make friends and different things. And that summary really doesn't tell us that. So B is not going to be your answer choice. C, Stormy is miserable at her new school when she moves there from Chicago. Stormy is upset that she had to leave another set of friends, so she vows not to make any friends at her new school. However, many students are nice to her. At the end of the story, Stormy feels that she felt worse by not making any friends and decides to be friends or to make friends with Hannah, Joseph, and Jathia. This pretty much hits all the important points. You know, it talks about her moving. It talks about how and why, honestly. She doesn't want to make friends in her new school. It talks about, you know, how the relationship between her and Hannah and Joseph and Jathia, you know, kind of progresses. And then finally tells us that she's friends. So I'm really liking C for an answer choice. D. Stormy Giovanni is a great play where Stormy is a new student that is from Chicago. She doesn't like to be around new people, though. Stormy loves to talk with her old friends by email and is very forgetful because she lost her locker number and combination. Stormy does make friends at the end. D just has no written all over it. It tells me an opinion about the play. It tells me very unimportant details. So D is not going to be my answer choice. The best one that I see is answer choice C.